Welcome. This is Liz Wendling, and you are listening to this week's podcast on closing more sales using social media. As a business consultant, sales expert, and emotional intelligence coach, I am passionate about showing people how to market and sell themselves online and offline in a way that feels good to them. To sell and market themselves in a way that makes them stand out, not blend in with their competition. To help them stop sounding like they're stuck using outdated techniques and phrases. I am passionate about coaching, motivating, and inspiring people to be the absolute best they can be when it matters the most, which is when they're in front of a perfect prospect. I coach and teach individuals and business owners how to differentiate themselves, how to increase their sales results, and how to crush their sales goals. So let's tackle that topic of closing more sales with social media. Everybody wants to use social media to close more sales, and they think that social media is the magic bullet. So there's a new word on the streets, better get used to hearing, and that's called social selling. And social selling, the best definition is the use of social media to interact and sell your products and services. So you're trying to attract prospects with your products and services. Social selling is, and always will be, about being social first and selling next. Social first and selling next. So many people have this wrong. They go in and just go in for the kill and go for the sales pitch, and they're not being social at all. It will always come down to building relationships, not just a business transaction. Social selling is here to stay. Social media has completely, permanently, and radically changed the way people attract, engage, and convert new customers. And I always tell people, social media opens the door for you, but it's your great sales skills that close the sales. Your great sales communication skills that actually close the sale. It isn't about social media being the magic bullet. So again, social media only opens that door, and social media can only enhance an already great sales strategy. But if your approach is stale and ineffective, it's just going to be a waste of time and money. So for you to be successful at converting interest in prospects and leads into happy paying clients and customers who give you great referrals, it's going to require that you have strong communication skills and strong sales skills online and offline. So social media will help you attract those clients, build those trust-based relationships, generate interest, and create those connections. But that's only one part of the success equation. The other part, the biggest part, and the only part that actually matters when it comes to sales and results from social media is that you're able to convert your leads into closed business, to convert the people that are showing up as prospects into closed business. So all the LinkedIn, all the Facebook, all the social media in the world will not produce results if you lack the skills that motivate, touch, move, and inspire people to buy from you and not your competition. So don't buy into the belief that all you need to do is pop up a profile, connect with everyone and their mother, join a bunch of groups, send out a few hundred emails, and your business will explode. Not true. I see people doing this all day, every day. They're copying, pasting one generic email, sending it out to the masses, and wondering why nothing is working. That is not what people want anymore. The reality is that you still need to know how to prospect effectively. You still have to engage the right people with the right message and the right approach, not just a one-size-fits-all letter, sending one-size-fits-all sales letter out to somebody. You still have to build relationships. You must take the time to build value and trust, and you need to know the updated and evolved sales skills that are necessary to successfully converting today's new consumer into closed business. Social media does not, will not ever sell for you. Social media is not a magic bullet to fix your sales issues, and it will never miraculously help you close sales. Social media, get this, social media will never compensate for a deficiency in skills. In fact, Your sales weaknesses reveal themselves in a bigger and more magnified way when you attempt to sell through social media. And here's why. If you can't sell offline, meaning if you can't sell face to face, you're going to have trouble closing sales online. If you are bumping into things face to face when you're selling people and can't close sales, get used to an even bumpier ride when you're trying to do it on social selling. If you don't currently possess good, solid, fundamental selling skills, which you can adopt into the online world, technology will only make it worse. I know this is crappy news for a lot of people because they really are relying on social media to help them sell. They're relying on social media to help them grow their business, and they don't realize that they still have to be the salesperson for their business, that they still need skills. They still need to be able to communicate with their prospects and move them to take action. You cannot hide behind technology. I always tell people you can be a rock star at the tools of social media, but if you don't understand the fundamentals of sales and building high trust relationships, social selling will be a gigantic challenge. So if there was ever a time where professionals needed some new strategies and a set of updated tools, this is it. The outdated and traditional selling methods of the past no longer work on today's smart and savvy, educated consumer. Now, I'm not suggesting that you dump and destroy everything that you own and all your sales methods and skills and start all over. But I am suggesting that you start to become very selective about the ones you keep, the which ones you use, and the which ones need an update, an overhaul, or a burial. Some of them have no business being used online. So pay attention to some of those things that are no longer working for you. If you're sending out a generic email that is all about you and how great your products and services are and no one is responding, that's a clue that you need some help right there. Why? Because selling has evolved. And if you have not evolved with it, you will find yourself locked out. The professionals who are taking the time and who are evolving and making the shift are the ones that are getting out ahead. They're standing out and they're not blending in. They understand the payoff of changing their sales approach to meet today's consumers and updating their skills will have a profound effect on their business and bottom line. Don't believe that increasing your presence on social media and casting this big wide net on social media is going to be enough to close sales and going to be that magic bullet to blow your business out of the water. Social media and social selling is just one part of a comprehensive business strategy. So think about the strategy that you're trying to put together when you are on social media or using LinkedIn or Facebook. And if you're struggling with LinkedIn, and I'm a big fan of LinkedIn, I've seen it work in my business, I've seen it work in a lot of clients I work with. It's a great place to prospect, to nurture relationships, to get in touch with people and see if there's a fit to move that conversation from an online conversation to an offline conversation. And in my LinkedIn bootcamp, we do a lot of diving into this. How do you create your personalized strategy on LinkedIn so that it feels good for you and it also feels good on the people that you're trying to connect with? Because again, there is no one-size-fits-all strategy. Don't fool yourself into believing the gurus on the internet that say you just need one template. Send that out to the masses and you're going to blow your business out of the water. Or don't believe the people that are telling you that you can make six figures in 6 weeks by using LinkedIn. LinkedIn is more like a crock pot than a microwave. LinkedIn, you have to spend time letting things nurture and seep and stew over a period of time. It's not a quick fix. And if you're looking for that quick fix, you don't want to invest any time and money on the internet. People just don't buy because they get an email from someone. They don't buy because they see a link. They need to be nurtured and warmed up. So think about this. I always end with asking you, what would one, just one extra sale a week or maybe even a month do for your business and bottom line? I bet it would have a pretty significant impact on your revenue at the end of the year. So if you're looking to figure out a way to maybe make one sale, one extra sale a week or a month, I'm your gal. If you don't have the confidence, clarity, and the direction you need to actually start that process, and maybe aren't even unsure what pieces to put in your social selling puzzle, take action and get a hold of me. Pick up the phone, send me an email. I can't make you do that. You have to want it bad enough. You have to want to do the work to move your business moving forward. And all it takes is a phone call. And if I can help you, I know someone that can. If I'm not the right person for you, then I know that I can point you in the direction of someone who might be able to help you. So making a change from where you are to where you want to go is going to require that you move your feet or you move your fingers, you pick up the phone or you send me an email. Not just understanding it logically in your head, it's really understanding physically where you deepen it in your body and you bake it into the cells of your body. You have to know it on that level. Otherwise, it's just nice to have, but you're not using it. So if you're at that point where good enough is not enough, and you don't have to do it alone. I tell people that if you want a little help, a gentle nudge or a slight push or a full-blown shove, I can help you. So if this resonates with you and my words have moved, touched, or inspired you to take some action, I encourage you to do that. I thank you for your time. I thank you for listening, and I look forward to the next time.